موقع فضيلة الشيخ عبد المحسن الأحمد يقدم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، الذي أحسن كل شيء خلقه وبدأ خلقي وخلقكم وخلق الإنسان من طين. وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، روحي وأبي وأمي ونفسي وما أملك رفد عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثم أما بعد، حياكم الله وإياكم. بسم الله. By the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the nourisher, the sustainer, the provider, and all the other attributes that fill under the word Rabb, the Lord of Al-Alameen. Just before we start, if we wanted to talk about today, inshallah, tonight, we want to summarize what we talked about in the last session, inshallah, because the main purpose of these lectures is to contemplate, to ponder over the verses of the Holy Quran, which is the main purpose of revealing the Quran to us. صح؟ Didn't we agree on that? So it's good to recite it, it's great to memorize it, yet you will never fulfill the purpose or the criteria of succeeding with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless you ponder over its verses, i.e. the Holy Quran. يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is fairly, it is truly the revelation of رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, the Lord of the universe, of everything, رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ. Here comes the word that Al-Qur'an should follow, starting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It is surely the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, all the way down, carried by who?
نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ.
Which the الرُّوح الْأَمِينَ, the trustworthy angel, has put down onto you. Where? النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام standing or sitting to receive, ready to receive the Holy Quran, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention any organ but one organ, which is? Is it always in the equation when we are exposed to the Holy Quran? We said in the last session that if that particular organ is not in the equation, wallahi, 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 you will feel nothing. After reciting, listening, reading, whatever, memorizing, you will feel nothing. And we gave an example, if you remember, the other time, what was the example that we gave last time? The patient who is being fed through a nasogastric tube, the tube that is inserted through the nose all the way to the stomach, whatever you give him through the tube, he will never taste anything. صح? If you pour some honey, he doesn't feel anything. Lemon, nothing. Water, nothing. He will feel nothing. Although there is something that's going to his stomach and spread all over the body, صح? Yet, why he felt and tasted nothing? Because of one reason, which is that the target organ, which is the tongue, is out of the equation. Right? That's all. That's what makes that person does not feel anything. This is why we may just enter the mosque and follow the imam, and he is one of us would hear verses that shall break the rocks, the walls. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. Had we sent this Holy Quran onto mountains, they would have smashed. لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا devout. A mountain should devout, yes. متصدعا should be breaking into parts, filled into parts, subhanAllah. This is the mountain, so what about us? So, please keep that example in mind. If your heart is out of the equation while you are exposed to the Holy Quran, you're exactly behaving the same as a patient who's fed through the nasogastric tube, the tube through the nose all the way to the stomach, so whenever you give him, he will feel nothing because the tongue is out of the equation, the target organ. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps addressing and emphasizing on the heart when it comes to the Holy Quran. Always, always.
وإنه لتنزيل رب العالمين نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك.
This revelation that has been sent down unto you, not unto your body, Muhammad, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, unto your heart. Then when it reaches the heart of the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, everything else will be changed. The start from here. أَلَا إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُطْغَى إِلَى صَلُحَةِ صَلُحَةَ سَائِرُ الْجَسَدِ. So we agreed that the Holy Quran was sent for a purpose, and that purpose was the contemplation, pondering over its verses, and we agreed that to ponder over its verses, your heart must be there. If it's not in the equation, you will feel nothing. I know I'm repeating myself many times, but this is the project of your life. This is a project of your life. We need to emphasize and re-emphasize until it gets into our hearts. How many years have we been on the face of the earth? How many years? And how many verses touched our heart? And how many times we decide to change after being exposed to any verse? Like the jinn, we discussed about the jinn the other time. If you remember the other day, when we said that recite Surah al-Jinn and see, they listened to the Holy Quran only once, and they took series of decisions which they acted upon. It's good to take decisions after reciting the Holy Quran, but it's better if you act upon the decisions that you have made. صح? And then we move that. Just compare yourself. How many times have I healed the Holy Quran or recited, being exposed to the Holy Quran, and how many decisions have I taken so far? Be honest with yourself. Wallahi, I ask myself every single day. Every time I'm exposed to the Holy Quran, I ask myself, so have you healed? Yes. Have you recited? Yes. So what have you gained? What have you decided? And then I will ask myself again, have you kept your promise? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya
ayyuhalladhina amanu,
oh, who you believe,
ittaqullah,
think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
and just ask yourself, what have I done with that? Then, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ
SubhanAllah, fear Allah. Then stop with yourself and just start asking yourself, what have I done? What have I done with myself and with the verse that I just heard? And then wattaqullah, and then fear Allah, because you will find lots of shortcomings, many shortcomings. Wattaqullah, subhanallah. Why should I do that? Al-jinn have taken many decisions by hearing the Quran once. How many decisions have we taken by hearing the Quran thousands of times? Just take a piece of paper and ask yourself. Then the third thing that we said, that the way and the method and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distinguished is totally different from what we perceived so far by reciting the Holy Quran many times. We perceive something, we perceive a method or a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dealing with His slaves, with His servants, worshippers. But it's wrong, mostly. And we gave an example of Musa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to throw the stick, to cast it down, without any reason, without any logic, without any relevant, any justified reason. Just throw it. But because the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had reached his heart, he immediately cast it down, صح? Then he should be rewarded. No, it turned into a snake. Not a snake, python. Something really terrifying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to take it in the state of python. He didn't turn it into its former state. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to take it. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves it, and he asked him to cast it down, and he, when he just flee, and you ask him to take it? What is this? What is the logic behind it? The logic behind it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test your heart. Does it really believe? Do you trust Allah? If he say take or leave? This is the rationale behind it. And then we discussed that all your life, including every single event that you will come across, and that those you've already come across, every single event in your life is given and is controlled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gave you two options. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of you in each and every event, then ask yourself, have I obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He asked me to leave something that I love? Have I obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He asked me to take something that I hate? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us with Musa alayhi salam, with the stories of Musa, that he took care, Allah took care of him in all, when he faced and confronted Pharaoh, when he confronted the magicians, when they were dying out of thirst, Allah subhanahu is reminding us, hit the sea with your stick, throw your stick and it will swallow all the ropes and the sticks that the magicians did. So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep reminding us with the stick, with the stick, with the stick? Just for you. This Quran was not revealed unto Musa alayhi salam. It was meant for us, that look, this is the stick that he left for my sake. And this is the stick that he took while it was a python for my sake. So he leaves something for me while he loved it, and he takes something for my sake while he hated. Is this lesson absorbed? So what we can just withdraw like a conclusion from what we have discussed is that your life is full with struggles. خَلَقَتْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبْرٍ. And your life or your future does not mean the time remaining for you on the face of the earth. No. You will still have another life under the ground in your grave. And you will still have another life, 50,000 seated in the resurrection day. Resurrection day. So if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take care of you, you need to succeed in here. How will I succeed? By leaving what I love for the sake of Allah, and take what I hate for the sake of Allah. Someone would think, and we talked about it in the last session, that every surah is like a thesis. And whatever portion of any story within this surah will only will be related to the thesis of the surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not expand on any portion of the surah, the story that is irrelevant to the surah. Then someone would ask and say, hold on a second, wait a minute. You're talking about a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're talking about a man who is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does that apply on us? صح؟ هل هو الآن سؤال منطقي؟ نحن نتكلم عن موسى كثير من الناس يقولون هذا نبي. That's why subhanAllah the surah will fulfill all the questions that one may have. All the questions. All the relevant questions. Anyone can give us any example that this applies on anyone? Anyone who does the same, whether his name is Musa alayhi salam, whether his name is Muhammad, whether his name is Sa'd, whether his name is Khalid, whether his name is David, if he's a Muslim. Anyone can give us anything? Allah gave us an example of who? In the same surah. As-Sahara, the magicians themselves. It is never too late. When they saw the truth, like what Musa alayhi salam did, at the start, they came and said, we will defeat Musa alayhi salam, we will surely defeat him, we will kick him away. صح؟ And then, قالوا إما أن تلقي, whether you would cast down your stick, or we would be the one to throw. Then he asked them, go ahead and throw. And they throw their sticks and the ropes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called it a great magic. جَاءُوا بِسِحْرِ الْعَظِيمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described something to be great. You need to know that it is great. طيب. موسى عليه السلام threw his stick and it swallowed everything. تلقفوا ما صنعوا في قراءة وفي قراءة أخرى في قراءتنا في قراءة حفص تلقفوا ما صنعوا. Everything was clear. Then you know what happened to the Sahara? The Iman entered their heart. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, show your mercy upon all of us and grant us the Iman, the strength, and strengthen our Iman, Ya Allah. Once, subhanAllah, it's just a turning point in their life. Once the evidence and the signs have entered their hearts, immediately what happened? فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. If you read any translation of the in English of this verse, it would say that the magicians fell down prostrate. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say فَسَجِدَ السَّحَرَةُ. Then this translation will be precise. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that فَأُلْقِي, passive voice, like something has casted them down. Something threw them down. Something threw them down. What is it? Ibn Abbas said, it is the Iman pulled them down. It is the belief. It is the Iman when it enters the heart. Musa alayhi salam threw what? Casted what? The stick. They casted what? Their bodies all the way down. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. Did they pass the test? Did they pass the test? Not yet. MashaAllah. You've understood the lesson last time. This is what we believe, that when I make tawbah, when I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I leave the mortgage away, I expect, okay, I'll be waiting for the compensation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with His worship. And in all the stories of the Holy Quran, in all the stories, and I would confirm it with some examples, this is exactly the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with you and deal with his worshippers. Once you pass one step, Allah will never give you or compensate for you at that particular. Otherwise, everybody will repent from this moment. Sah? Repent now, you get the compensation at the door of the mosque, that's it. What is the risk? There is no risk. Sah? Is it clear? If it's only one stage and one phase, wallahi you will never find anyone who think of repentance 1 second. They will do it immediately if the compensation is right now. Sah? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us here. We are here for a test. So if you leave something and He will give you, everybody will pass. Sah? Sah? Musa alayhi salam, he threw it. It came to a snake, so you want something to find for him. You left the mortgage, and then people are asking you for their money, and you will be in trouble. Oh, this is the test. Will you continue to leave? Will you be leaving the mortgage and continue on the right way, in the right path? Or will you go and say, hey, oh, come on, no, I have to go back? Sah. Then people will fail, and people will pass. May Allah grant us to be firm in our iman and steadfast, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So when the magicians prostrated to Allah and say, Amanna bi Rabbi Haruna wa Musa, they passed partially. They passed part of the test. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did Allah save them and allow them to go with Musa alayhi salam, with the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved? No. There is another part of the test, which is Pharaoh qala amantum bihi qabla an a'zana lakum. Oh, you believed on him before I gave you my permission? Innahu lakabirukum. That, okay, I know that. I know the story. He's your chief. He's your master who taught you the magic. So what will happen? The snake, the stick turned into a snake now. What happened? لَأُقَطِعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ. I'll cut off your hands and your feet and opposite. And I will crucify you in the trunks of the date palm. لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جِذُوعِ النَّخْلِ. So this is the snake that was tas'a, was moving fast in front of Musa. It's the same test, صح? You leave something that you love for Allah, and then you take something that you hate for the sake of Allah. The bottom line, you will never lose, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate you in a way that no one can ever compensate for you in the same way at all. What did they say? They say, okay, since it is now a real test, we will obey you, we will leave Musa alayhi salam. What did they say? Do whatever you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلِ. I will crucify you on the trunks of the day sun. وَلَتَعْلَمُنَّ. Then you surely will know. أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا. That either myself or the Lord of Musa alayhi salam has the most severe and everlasting torment. أَيُّنَا أَشَدُّ عَذَابًا وَأَبْقَى. They said, فَقُضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاض. SubhanAllah. Decree whatever you want to decree. إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Whatever you do, you don't have the everlasting torment. You only have an option in here, if Allah wills, for this short dunya. إِنَّا أَمَنَّا بربنا لن نؤثرك على ما جاءنا من البينات. That we prefer you not over the signs that have come to us through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقضي ما أنت قاضي فيه whatever you want to decree. Did they pass the test? They passed the test. This is why they said, Inna amanna bi rabbina, that we believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, liyaghfir lana khatayana, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us for all the sins that we've done with you in the magic of Fir'aun. لِيَغْفِرْ لَنَا خَطَيَانَا وَمَا أَكْرَحْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السَّحَرِ. And what you have forced us to do, to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the everlasting. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا. Subhanallah, they were talking in a way that is like they are messengers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا. Indeed, that the wrongdoers, when they come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا فَإِنَّ لَهُ جَهَنَّمًا لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَا. That he will be thrown into the hellfire, and he will not, nor he will die, neither will he die, he will die, nor will he live. So it is not alive in the hellfire, being burned in the hellfire, and it is, it will never end. But now when you kill us, it has an end now. Do you see that the comparison? Can you see? These things cannot be seen by your plain eyes. But with the eyes of your heart, فَإِنَّا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ. It is not the plain eyes that feels blind. So what is it then, Ya Allah? ولكن تعمل قلوب. The hearts can be blind. التي في الصدور. Subhanallah. So the scene that they have described to Pharaoh and in front of people cannot be seen by plain eyes. إنه من يأتي ربه مجرما فإن له عذاب جهنم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. Whatever you do, it will be and it will end with death. And khalas, you have no authority over us, صح? But when Allah throw you, Pharaoh, in the hellfire, this life will have no ends. You got the warrant. Inna وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا. And whoever comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُؤْمِنًا believing in Him, قَدْ عَمِلَ الصَّالِحَاتِ. فَأُولَٰئِكَ, those indeed, surely, لَهُمُ الدَّرَجَاتُ الْعُلَى, they have the higher ranks in the jinn, in the jannat, jannati adnin, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, underneath which rivers flows, subhanallah. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. And that's the reward for people who strive to reach and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to reach the highest level of Jannah. May Allah grant us Jannah. So, an example like this? Yes. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he was called by the charming woman, was that something that people like? Was that something naturally people deserve or desire?
Yes.
Lust? Huh? Sah. Not sah. And she was not an ordinary lady. She was charming, she was beautiful, and she has money, and she was the one who called him. وَغَلَّ أَهْلَ أَبْوَابٍ. She assured that the place was safe. وَغَلَّ أَهْلَ أَبْوَابٍ. Even the description of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, is amazing. Even in Arabic, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not saying وَغَلَقَتْ الْأَبْوَابِ, that she locked the door. وَغَلَقَتْ الْأَبْوَابِ means she locked the door. وَغَلَقَتْ, that means how many clicks you need to hear?
sometimes you just go once, like, and that's it. One click is enough. But when you make sure that it's two likes all the way until nothing can be afforded, and then you like. And the Ahlul Tafsir said, Mufassirun, they said that they ghallaqatha from inside, and she asked the servants to assure it from outside. So what did he do, alayhi salatu wasalam? Everything was ready. في قراءة وغلقت الأبواب وقالت هيت لك وفي قراءة وقالت هيت لك وفي قراءة هيت لك. That's I'm ready for. I'm ready for. What happened? This is like the stick with Musa alayhi salam when he said, "It is my stick on which I lean." صح؟ And with which I beat on the branches, the bushes, and the branches of the trees to feed my sheaves. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. And many, many other uses. Subhanallah. So, something that you like. Did he go for it? قَالَ مَعَاذَ اللَّهِ. Oh, I seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ رَبِّي. He is my Lord. أَحْسَنَ مَثْوَايَ. Who fit me, and all my beats, all the beats from of my heart is from him. He can't stop it now. And all the breaths is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he can allow it to get in, the breath, and not allow it to go out, and it will be the end. And I have no makeup for it. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who saved me many times. Then he remembered all of these things with which eyes? The eyes of the heart. And then he escaped. Subhanallah. Did he pass the test?
Yes.
Anyone who said yes?
Not yet.
So alhamdulillah, you got the lesson very well. Alhamdulillah. Believe me, if you get the lesson clearly, your life will be changed. Because how many of us, and you just ask yourself, everyone should ask himself and herself, how many times we lift something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are just waiting for the reward to come with one step only, with one face? How many? Myself. I do it many times. And sometimes I would say, okay, maybe today, inshallah, I will see tonight, I will see a dream that maybe the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is giving me the glad tidings. Because we have not understood the Quran. So what happened? So all of us agree, there is a consensus that he did not pass the test completely. He passed portion of it. What happened? He was accused. And the snake started to move. And then he was put into the jail, the prison. Did he pass? He said, "As-sijnu ahabbu ilayya," that I would prefer to be in jail while obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than being outside with this charming woman and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry for me. Subhanallah. What philosophy do they have? You see, who would prefer the prison? Who would prefer the prison? No one would prefer the prison. Yet, he said, "As-sijnu ahabbu." Ahabbu means, more beloved to me than being in Masriya. Subhanallah. Because he knew and he understood why he was in here. Wallahi, that's it. But no one, wallahi, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one can help me or you to leave any sin except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one can guide you and help you doing any good deeds except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why in every salat we say, Iyaka na'budu. You cannot do ibadah. Iyaka na'budu means, oh,
only you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship, we worship. But immediately, إِيَّاكَ وَإِيَّاكَ استعي. We seek your support. Otherwise, can I give an example? الذكر, ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى. The remembrance of Allah by tongue. Is it easy? Is it easy? How many of us would watch his breaths going out and he would say, why, since Allah subhanahu has the breath in for me, why it would go out for free? Why it goes out, I would say, subhanAllah. Astaghfirullah. Is it an easy thing? It is not. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps you, otherwise you will not. It needs a permission from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would allow it to make dhikr in his way to work while he's working, while he's laying down his... وَالَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. While they're standing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, some people that we have allowed to do that whenever they are standing. So, and... يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. And while they are sitting. وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. While they are laying down on their sides. SubhanAllah. So, do we have any other positions than these positions? It covers mostly all the lives. يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ. Continuously. So, why does X can do it? And why cannot do it? Just hours are passing by and not even mentioning the loved ones. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is adil, is just. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's fair, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those people who asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Ya Allah, Rabbi a'inni ala dhikrik, help me to make remembrance of you, Ya Allah. And when they're prostrate, Ya Allah, it is like if their sons or one of their beloved ones is in the ICU now, or in the OR, in the operating room, and they ask Allah subhanahu to cure him, they ask, Ya Allah, help me, guide me to make remembrance of you all the time. Do we say it in the same, with the same intensity? Do we do it? Wallahi, there are some people who do it. Some people, they have khushu' in their salat. They devout when they are praying. And some people will pray and they will never even remember what the imam has recited a while ago. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows who deserves. He knows best subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is not giving it randomly. People whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know that they ask Allah, like if they are asking for their najah, passing, you know, with good grades, or they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to feed them or to give them rizq. It is the same intensity. Like if your mom is in the operating room and they said, Ya Allah, one rak'ah has passed and I felt nothing. You don't know about them. They are just praying beside you. And they asked Allah while they're prostrating, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first rak'ah has passed and I felt nothing. Oh Ya Allah, it is only 3 rak'ahs. 1/3 has been lost. Ya Allah, help me in the 2nd rak'ah. Ya Allah, help me in the 3rd rak'ah. So those people who strive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never treat them as of those who don't care. Who said so? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who strive. How many of us would love to have khushu' to devout in their prayer? How many? All of us. صح? But how many of us love or like to have a job? All of us. To have an income with any means, with, you know, going to school or going to work or whatever. I mean, just a mean of having an income. If you ask yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts all of us in a position that we can compare, because you like to have a good job, and what did you do for that? You studied, صح? You studied hard, you spent time, you did lots of things to achieve what you love to achieve. So, and on the other hand, you wish to make khushu', but what have you done? We just wish. صح؟ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيكُمْ. It's not upon what you wish or what you would like or what you desire. وَلَا أَمَانِي أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يَجْزَ بِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ مَا تَمَنَّى. It is not what you wish that you will achieve, but if you strive for الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيهَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. So the question is, when I do a favor for you, for example, one of your beloved ones, just he was crossing the street and a car coming with an alarming rate, just about to smash his bones, and I came in and took your beloved ones and grabbed him to me and saved him from being killed. I would ask you, when you come to thank me, would you say shukran? Thank you. How would you say it? How would you say it? By looking at you, I will feel that you're grabbing the words out of your heart, just snatching them and putting them on my heart, and you say, I can't thank you enough. So, then who's protecting your beloved ones now? Who has saved you many times? And who provide you with a kidney that dialyzes your blood and cleans your blood 36 times a day? While people who have kidney failures, or renal failures, they have dialysis 30 times within 2 months, 8 hours a day. Shall I repeat it? Your kidneys cleans the waste of your blood 36 times a day. People who are in the renal and the nephrology unit, after 2 months, they do not compete with you for 1 day. They're, because every 2 days, so they will have sessions, dialysis, hemodialysis, 30 times within 2 months. Imagine if I go to any of them and see, just live with them 1 week and saw their father who has renal failure just almost into a coma, and we took him to the hospital, 8 hours, wait 8 hours dialysis and waiting in the row in the queue, and every day we struggle, we cannot travel anywhere because we want to provide him with hemodialysis in anywhere. So all of our life has been tailored down to match the situation of our beloved ones. Imagine if I came and say, okay, with this struggle, I will donate one of my kidneys to your beloved ones. And you saw me being pushed on the bed to the OR, and you said, why do you do it? I said, just I don't want you to struggle. Say, do you want anything to pay back? Can I just give you my eyes? I would say no. What if you saw me after the surgery, it's successful, and you don't go anymore to the hospital to dialyze your beloved one's kidneys? How would you thank me? Every time you hear my name, your heart will start beating. صح? صح? Even if you are just in any immersed in any subject, and someone say, Abdul Masin, huh? Ya Allah, give, and you will just call me, send me a text for try, صح? Then who gave you the two? How would you say, Rabbana wa laka alhamd in your prayer? If I just come and interview while just you say, Ya Allah alhamdulillah, and you say, Rabbana wa laka alhamd, I just get you the microphone and say, for what? Do you mean it? Or just you say it, you're just automatically by default saying, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. That's why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, as narrated by the authority of al-Bukhari rahimahullah, by the authority of Anas ibn Malik, narrated by Anas ibn Malik by the authority of Al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he said that the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prayed as an imam, and we prayed behind him, and he said, when he said Sami'a Allahu liman hamida, we would think that he has forgotten that he's in prayer. Why he has forgotten? He's just praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Allah. Do you know what he was saying? He said, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. This is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, such a blessed tongue, was saying this. Rabbana wa laka alhamd. Oh Allah, all praises is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank you, Allah. Rabbana wa laka alhamd. Hamdan. Such hamdan tayyiban, kathiran, blessed, mubarakan fee, full of being blessed extremely. So what else? Min as-samawat. Just to fill all the skies and the heavens, subhanAllah. And then, wa mil al-ard. This time, I'm thanking you, I want just to fill in the heavens and the earth. Wa mil al-ard. Wa mil al-ma baynahuma and whatever in between. That's it. No, it's not enough. Wa mil al-ma shi'ta min shay'in ba'da. And I thank you beyond what I just said. Why? This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant some of us contemplation, will grant them devout, will grant them, because we need to know. We just wrap up things and just, because how many minutes for salat, to salat, inshallah? Half an hour for the adhan? Inshallah. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives any of us any blessings, you will know that this man or this woman deserves this because she did what? She strived. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Can you think of any example for anyone who passed the test, the first portion of the test, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the other test? Ashab al-Kahf. What happened to them? The people of the cave. Young men. They are not prophets. They were not prophets. They were not messengers. They were just ordinary young lads. And Allah has a fitya. Fitya means? They are young boys. How many of them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that people would say Khamsa, and their dog was the sixth.
Three and four.
All these three and five, their imagination. Speculation.
And this is also speak of the people, not of them.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Actually, Sheikh and my brother, I solved this problem because my major in mathematics.
MashaAllah.
I solved it in 1980.
MashaAllah.
And I
broke
it.
MashaAllah,
the ayat, it's not this actually. This is as a revolt, and we take it in mathematics. It's correct and incorrect. Those two revolt is incorrect because khayf.
يا سلام.
The third report, سبعة وثامنهم كلهم.
يا سلام.
This is not improved or unimproved.
يا سلام. يا سلام.
What is the ayat tell us about them? يتساءلون فيما بينهم. قال قائل منهم كم لبثتم؟ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم. قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم. Then there are three groups. And the groups is empathy. Not the instruction between them. The man he said, قال, in Arabic, one. قالوا, three and more. And قالوا, three and more, that means seven and more.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Actually, what the Shaykh is saying,
which is the proof that report seven and seven and seven of Kalbu.
Allahu Akbar. This is actually exactly what was mentioned by Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سيقولون And subhanAllah, just let us have some touches, some contemplation over these verses, please. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me go back a little bit, one verse. I was in the state 3 years ago. And when I was entering the mosque to give a lecture, the people who took care of the masjid and who was taking care of the masjid, the trustees, they say, "Oh Sheikh, please talk about anything, any subject you want to talk about
except the
Tawheed." I said, okay. Except Tawheed. Tawheed is the most important thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent all the messengers for the Tawheed, for the monotheism. So how would you say, talk about everything else other than the Tawheed? Like you say, talk about everything else other than Islam. Because it's a Tawheed. Then actually, wallahi, I was not planning to talk about the Tawheed specifically. Just I was talk about the Quran. The Holy Quran, I mean contemplation of the Holy Quran. And by contemplating on the Holy Quran over the verses and pondering over the verses, you must talk about the Tawheed, because all the Holy Quran is talking about at Tawheed. And anyway, and they say, please, because we have people, when they talk about Tawheed, people will jump in and talk about things and will make, you know, a mess in the mosque. I said, okay, I'll talk about Tawheed anyway. Then when I started the lecture, I just announced, I said, oh my dear audience, choose any story in the Holy Quran. Any story in the Holy Quran. And if I don't prove that the main theme and the main and the core of the story is about Tawheed, then I will leave the lecture and I'll go out. I announced the first time and no one responded. The second time I announced, nobody responded. There was a guy whom they said, please be aware of that guy. He's a coach of karate or something. And they said he always made miss and he always interrupt and contradict, and he would do every single thing that he could do to prevent the one who's talking about Tawheed. I said, okay. Wallahi, I said, this is the third and the final announcement. Whether he would choose a story or I would choose a story. Then that man was just sitting at the end of the first row and he said, "The cave." I said, okay. He said, "The cave. The story of the cave. It does not talk about the cave." Okay, I said, okay, good. He has chosen it anyway. Does it talk about Tawheed? Innahum fityatun. Let's recite it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Innahum fityatun. Amanu bi rabbihim. That those young men believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Lord. Fazidnahum huda. And we strengthened their iman. And we gave them and granted them more guidance. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ إِذْ خَامُوا فَقَالُوا. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them and guided their hearts toward the right path? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they were striving to reach Tawheed, to reach the truth. إِذْ قَامُوا, they stood up and قَالُوا. قَالُوا what? What did they say? رَبُّنَا, our Lord. رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, is the Lord of the heaven and the earth. What? Tawheed. What is next? لَنْ نَدْعُوَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَهَ, we will never associate any partner with him. Is it Tawheed? We will never associate any partner with him. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطَ. Otherwise, we would be accusing the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا. Then they said, look at our people. اتخذوا من دونه إلها. They associated partners beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the main reason we left them. Who were they? Who were those young men? Who were they? Were they from the low class people? Low income? No. They were the sons and the offspring of the kings. So they have no financial problems. They have no social problems. The only issue is the tawheed. So they said, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا look at our people, اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ آلِهَا. They associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. Should have they brought a clear evidence, a strong evidence, or based their creed on a solid evidence. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ. And who is more oppressor and wrongdoer than those who مَنْ اِفْتَرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. That who denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's clear signs. What did Allah say after? In the very next verse? وَإِذْ اَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ. Allah is saying to them that you've left your people, you left the wealth behind you, you left everything, Uma, you left them and whatever they associated with Allah. So every single ayah emphasizing what? On the Tawheed. وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Is it clear that are you sure about your decision? That you left all everything for the sake of Allah, for the continent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yes, for the continent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah gave them what? A palace? In compensation to the palace that they left? First of all, did they pass the first test? Yes, they believed. Sah? Were they given their right and whatever option you chosen, that halas? Did they, was it the case? Was it the case? Either you are not paying attention with me, or either I'm not delivering the message correctly. Did they pass the first part of the test?
Yes.
Which is they believed, صح? Then what happened to them? Did their people say, okay, that's your choice, it's your option, we can build you a mosque and you can pray? So what did they do? In the Quran. I want an evidence in the Quran. No, what did their people do for them when they chose to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to leave any partners that be worshipped beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They threatened them that they will kill them. What is the evidence in the Quran? إِنَّهُمْ إِيَّظْهَرُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Oh, had they ever been able to reach you, they would chop your heads off. صح? يَرْجُمُوكُمْ. Even with the rocks, they would kill you with the rocks. أَوْ يُعِيدُوكُمْ فِي مِلَّتِهِمْ. Or they will get you back to their billah. So did you understand now that the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with his worshipper? Once you pass the first part of the test, don't expect the compensation. Expect the second part of the test. Subhanallah, they left the palace. Logically, for people who don't understand the Holy Quran, they don't contemplate in the Holy Quran, logically they would say, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give them another palace. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them everlasting, eternal palaces and joy in the Jannah once they pass the test completely, not partially. So why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take them? And He commanded them to go where? Fa'u? Go to the cave. Okay. I will ask you a simple question. If you want to save somebody, someone is being chased and threatened to be killed once they catch him, and he came to you and said, please help me, where would you put him? Where would you put him? Describe a place that you think suitable to save him. I'll just make your life easier. The first criteria for the place that you want to put them in, first, it must have a door. Because they may sleep, at least the door is closed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high, the most exalted, so Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's telling you in the Holy Quran, I put them in a place that has no door, and I had them to sleep, and no one could reach them. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Did you get the message? Have you gotten the message? Is it clear? Allah is telling you that it is you who require the door to save someone. If I want to save someone, I save them without the door. Subhanallah. It is you that requires someone is awake there, but I am, subhanallah, there for them. La ilaha illallah. So if Allah subhanahu, this is why the jinn, they took all the decisions to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they announced it because it touched their heart that the one they trust is really trustworthy, and he is the only one that will compensate for you, that nobody else could do it for you. This is why, what did the jinn say? After they took the decision in Surah Al-Jinn that we will leave any partner that we have associated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will be guided through the Quran, and we will follow, and they start preaching and asking people to come and calling people into Islam and into monotheism. Why? And what did they say? In the last verse, in the first page of Surah Al-Jinn, they say, indeed, we, لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَى, we heard and we listened to the clear signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the one who could do anything he wants, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَى آمَنَّا بِهَا. خلاص, we believe. يا أخي, if the president of any country comes to you and say, whose car is this, the one that parked there? You said, it's my car. He said, just give it to the one just next to you and wait for the compensation from me. What do you do? He will throw the key immediately. Why? Because you knew that he is able to do it. صح? صح? And you know that he is rich. And he can do it. صح? صح?
صح.
What happened into your heart when I come and say, give your car to someone? Say what? I will not. Why? What is the difference between me and the other guy? That it is in your heart, you strongly believe that the first one has abundant of wealth. صح? And providing you with a compensation is like a piece of cake. صح? And you are sure that he will not give you a car that is similar to your car. He will give you something new or more. صح? This is what the mu'min will do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exactly the same. This is why he will leave something that he loves the most, because he trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is exactly what the jinns did. وَأَنَّا لَمَّا سَمِعْنَا الْهُدَىٰ آمَنَّا بِهِ فَمَيْجُؤْمِنْ بِرَبِّهِ. And that those who believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلَا يَخَافُ, they should never fear, even for one second, فَلَا يَخَافُ بَخْسًا وَلَا رَحَقًا. That he should never, when he left something for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if he loves this thing the most, he should never think, even for a second, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not compensate for him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them into the cave with no doors, and he had them sleep. صح? How many years?
300.
300? Or 309? If you want it in...
Allah accepted, who knows? Just Allah knows that.
Allahu Akbar. And the people actually calculated...
They all calculated, because there is no taqweem. What should the taqweem you go through it?
The difference between Gregorian and... it is calculated anyway. Every 300 years,
Allah said that. Allah said, what is the next ayah?
Sadat.
لا يعلمهم لا لا تعلمون.
أنا جايك إن شاء الله. جايك في التفسير إن شاء الله. So it is actually in the group of scholars who have calculated that in every 300 years. Gregorian, you can calculate it yourself, your mathematician, inshallah, that in every 300 years, the difference between Gregorian calendar and Hijra will be 9 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the seconds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that if you want it in Gregorian, or if you want it to be in Hijra calendar, that in every 300 years, there will be 9 years. Anyway, I'm coming, inshallah, Shaykh. So, 300 years sleeping on what? On what? What is underneath them?
We don't know.
Then what is underneath them? Is it a furnished?
300 and
39,
we don't know what
it
according to what?
Rocks.
Rocks? Or just some sofa and some.
sofa.
High class bed. There is no sofa, there is nothing beneath them, it's just only rock and sand, صح? Have you ever seen patients who are in coma, or people who are praying injury, and they are laying down in the bed, and the bed is changed every 12 hours, in every shift, by the nurses, yet they still have bed sores, صح? And this bed sores could cause severe infection in the blood and the systematic circulation and could cause death. Because try it yourself, any area of your tongue, of your finger, just if it's red, try to press it. What would happen? It will turn into yellow, صح? صح? Because there is no blood flowing there. But if you lift it, there will be to return reddish, right? So if you keep pressing on your back, what will happen? You will stop the blood flow, you will impair the blood flow. So if you impair the blood flow, there will be a scalp tissues, and you will have oozing, and you will lose the cells there, because it dies, there is no blood coming to it. To them, right? And then you will see pus, and then you will have the dramatic consequences for that. So this will happen while the nursing are taking care of him. Every 2 hours they will put him into a side, right?
Yes.
Did they have bed sores?
No.
Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was telling people, even in the medical field 14 centuries ago, that you, if someone is laying down for a long time, you need to turn him, وَيُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, that we've been turning them, ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ and ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. But it's not like your nurses, that they will do it improperly, and even with their best, and in the highest standardized hospital, the highly accredited body, they will still have a percentage of bed sores among their patients. Why they have been either 300 or 309? Why no one suffered? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He takes care of you. He will take care of you comprehensively. Sah? What about the noor? Do they have light in their cave? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have given them light. Any light, صح? Flame of fire,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that if I take care of you, just forget about everything else. But if I leave you alone, you will have to take care of yourself. And there are many things that beyond your capabilities. Many things that you don't know, rather than prevent them, you don't know about them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of them. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. What about the shams? Sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسِ. That you would see the sun. It deals with all mankind and all creatures in a way, and it dealt with them in a totally different way.
Subhanallah.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَ. That when you see that during these 300 years, or the 309, the sun was behaving differently to assure the most precise amount of rays that comes from the sun to assure the vitamin D for their bones is being assured. How many minutes? We don't know. Allah subhanahu knows this. Allah knows how much they need exactly, precisely, and Allah subhanahu took care of delivering that amount of exposure to them on a daily basis, twice a day. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ. When the sun rises, تَزَّوَرُوا بِقِرَاءَةٍ عَدَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ at sunset, ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِنْهُ. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ. Allah subhanahu is copying you while you reciting and say, ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. It is indeed one of the great signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He takes care of you, you should forget about everything else, but just worship Him. Subhanallah, He takes care of Him, of their body, of their hearts, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Their bodies, turning them, their external needs and the exposure of the sun. And wallahi, if you try to calculate the amount of exposure that they have been through with the sun, you can never do it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because some of us said, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't keep them awake? For many wisdoms, hikmatun ba'idah. First one, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell you that if I want to protect you, you don't need to be awake. Shall I repeat it again? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to protect you, you don't need to be awake. Allah can protect you while you are not there. Secondly, who was fearing the other? Was it the bell boys or their people? Who was fearing the others? Who was terrified?
The people,
sir? The young people, صح? The young men, huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala flipped it over. And He said, لَوَطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. That everyone who passed through the cave, just passed by the cave, and looked at them, he fled. And even if you yourself, O Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, even you when you are reciting the Quran, any individual of you, لَوَطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, had you ever had the chance to look at them, لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ. فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ فِي قِرَاءَ وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا فِي قِرَاءَ الْحَصْرِ وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. That you'll be full of frightened, you'll be fully frightened, you'll be terrified, and you will flee. So who's fearing the other? Allah is telling you that I can't have the people whom you are fearing to be frightened from you. Subhanallah. Why you don't know? لا إله إلا الله. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ. Just immediately after this portion of the surah, the story, مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. He is the one to be guided. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. And whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends astray, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ. He didn't say, فَلَا مُضِلَّ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Here, no. As I told you, every surah has a certain thesis and all the portions of the stories that matches and are relevant to the thesis of the surah. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. That you will have no one to take care of him, like what I took care of the people of the cave. And not from the Azan, Shaykh?
No.
لكل لحظ.
No.
لكل لحظ. It's up to you. Shaykh Ibrahim is saying that it is a time for Adhan and prayer. So if you want, we can, inshallah, continue contemplating, inshallah, over the verses of the remaining amazing part of the story. And inshallah, we can read the next, inshallah,
next
session.
The week after,
inshallah. We plan, inshallah, to have it a weekly session, but inshallah, the upcoming week, and maybe the next one as well, I will not be here in Nottingham, inshallah. So we can just check it. But can we wrap up with 2 minutes? Can we just touch on the. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you about the importance and the significance of guidance here, in this particular moment, after mentioning all this, you know, the care that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had provided them with. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just told us in the next ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ. He wants you to feel that 300 years or 309 years, do you know how much struggle they would be through if they lived only one day? Sheikh, you know that?
No, that's
awesome. Jazakallah khair,
Sheikh.
Jazakallah khair. Sallallahu In a few minutes, inshallah, we'll wrap up things and just talk about some aspects of the upcoming, inshallah, verses that we've not discussed. So, subhanAllah, we discussed just before the salat why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us at this particular point, after just mentioning their situation in the cave and the status of the sun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like if he's stopping you and reminding you, and reminding you, whoever recites the Quran, reminds you that, okay, stop in here and just remember, may yahdi Allah, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can send astray. For who will want it? He's the guide. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. And if you find the same verse sometimes with the same meaning, but it does not have the identical words. Allah subhanahu would say in other verses, وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يَضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. It's just all about the guidance only. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has added something beside guidance. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. That no one to take care of him, that only guide him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could guide you. But the more you live for him, the more desires that you live for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more guidance and the more care that he will provide you subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. وتحسبهم وفي قراءة أحبابنا في المغرب وفي الجزائر وفي وتحسبهم ها؟ صح؟ الله أكبر ما أعرف هذا القرآن وكلها وربيل باي الله سبحانه وتعالى أيقاظا وهم رقود سبحان الله والله how amazing every single word in the verse will shock you. Wallahi, if it touches your heart, you would, because every single word has something to do mind while just flipping over, just reading through the verses with your eyes moving, that not even your tongue. When it touches your heart, you will feel something, how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them look like if they were awake, as though they were awake. وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ, while they are sleeping. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ, we were turning them around. Subhanallah. ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه للوصيد. Their dog was ready, subhanallah, at the entrance. لو اطلعت عليهم, if you were to see them, لو وليت منهم ذراعا, you would flee from their appearance.
Was terrifying, subhanallah.
From their appearance, it was terrifying appearance. So who should fear? Those who were chased, or the one who chased them. Allah has told you, I can flip the page, I can just turn the table on them. Subhanallah, as easy as this, إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. So simple, so easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If He wants. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. وكذلك أعثر كذلك بعثناهم. We walk to the earth ليتساءلوا بينهم. They were asking one another. Here Allah subhanahu is telling you that they had only two options: whether Allah subhanahu will take care of them, or whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave them alone with their own capabilities. طيب. Within the 300 all 309 years, who were feeding them? How would you live? Even if you are in a coma in a hospital, you will see people in a coma, either they will gain weight or either they will lose weight, right? And they are fed by either IV or through the nasal gastric tube. But something needs to feed them. Who nourished them? Have you ever thought about it, Yaakhi? 300 years? Just think about it for 10 seconds. Yaakhi, you cannot miss all meals in 24 hours. Intentionally. Can you? You will suffer. Someone will die out of hunger. Just give me any justification, any rationale, any logical reason how would people, young men, would live such a long life without being fit physically. Allah subhanahu is telling you that if I want to take care of you, I will put you in a place that has no door, and I will have you sleep, and no one is feeding you, and no one is telling you, I will do it all for you. Subhanallah. Sheikh, what is your duty? The bottom line in here, you only worship me in the way that I previously. That's it. And I will take care of it. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. وفي قراءة يعقوب, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. سبحانه. ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعموني. وفي قراءة يطعمون. إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. That I have not created mankind's engine for any foolish reason, except to worship me. I don't want them to feed me. I don't want them to give me rest, to provide me, to nourish me, subhanAllah. Inna Allah huwa al-Razzaq. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who give you the rest, who grant you the rest. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while you are thinking of, okay, subhanAllah, how did they live without food? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you immediately in the upcoming words that look, if I were to leave them alone, look how much struggle they will face with providing themselves with only one meal. Then they started asking each other, how much? كم لبثتوا? How much have we been here? Have you seen any movie? And I tell you this story, just mimicking the story. And have you seen it? I remember when I was a child, there was an Arabic movie. And just showed these young men after years when you have the long hairs and long nails. They did not contemplate and they didn't understand the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you that when they woke up after 300 years, they didn't notice anything. The proof, the evidence that they asked, they started asking one another, how long have you been here? One say, Yawman. Oh, no, we have never slept for 24 hours. Just it is part of the day. So were they having any problems? Any change in their appearance? No. Otherwise they could have said it, sir. Okay, now when they woke up, they started feeling hunger. Allah stated it in the same verse. قال قائلون كم لبثتم قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعض يوم. Then they said, we didn't have to negotiate much around it. ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة. Send any of you with your money to bring us any food. Any food? لا. They gave a condition for that food. It must be halal. They said, فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما. The purest food. SubhanAllah. Why the purest food? You're hungry, you should not think about anything else. صح? Other than filling your stomach. No. Because Allah said, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that we have strengthened their iman. So the first criteria with every single step they take is how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when they're eating, even when they're eating. So they said, أَزْكَى طَعَامٍ فَلْيَأْتُكُمْ بِرِزْقٍ مِنْهُ وَلْيَتَلَطَّفْ. He must be careful. They didn't know that it is years, hundreds of years that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected them there. They said, okay, Allah is telling you that, look, if I didn't take care of them, they would have lived the same life. They would be terrified all over the place. So I gave them peace and had them sleep because they succeed. The test, the two tests, صح? They left something they love for my sake. They took something that they hate for my sake. Then خلاص, they bathed, sleep, and you will go to Jannah afterwards. SubhanAllah. It's just a test. It is just a test. But sometimes we don't complete passing the tests. We pass partially, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will repeat the test again and again. Until you pass it, and you prove to yourself in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is you whom I obey, and I will leave whatever you want me to leave, and I will take whatever you want me to take. Uqsim billah, you will live a life that cannot be described. SubhanAllah. إِنَّهُمْ إِنْ يَظْهَرُوا عَلَيْكُمْ. They said, whoever is going to get us the food, to get us food, he must be so cautious, so careful. وَلَا يُشْعَرْنَ بِكُمْ أَحَدًا. Nobody should even knew about him or where he came from. إِنَّهُمْ. Why? إِنَّهُمْ. Indeed, if they knew about us, إِشْ يَرْجُمُوكُمْ, they would kill you with a nasty way. Which is يَرْجُمُوكُمْ, they will smash your bones with stones. Stoning. They will smash your bones with stones. Huh? Or either they would kill you in such a nasty way, or they will have you retained in the shirk, in the polytheism. وَلَن تُفْلِحُوا إِذَا أَبَدًا. لا إله إلا الله. When they were talking about the kill itself, the nasty way of killing, they didn't say وَلَن تُفْلِحُوا إِذَا أَبَدًا. They didn't comment. Because whether you are killed or you will die. صح? If you have not been killed,
You will not kill him, die. But if you return to the shirk, لن تفلحوا إلى الأبد. You will never succeed at all. Subhanallah. What type of understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you? Subhanallah. إنهم يظهروا عليكم ويرجوكم أو يعيدونكم في بلدتهم ولن تفلحوا إلى الأبد. Then the last two verses that we will chant about with. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue next time, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wills, la ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, just in the very next verse, وَكَذَلِكَ أَعْثَرْنَا عَلَيْهِ. Then, subhanAllah, we had people found their place, and they found them. Look at those people. Their hearts are not attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's attached to creators, to pious people. Instead of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us such great signs, their hearts attached to pious people. They said, ibnu alayhim masjid. لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. That we will have a mosque and we will pray toward those pious people. Subhanallah. Is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to withdraw from such a story? La Allah. رَبُّهُمْ أَعْلَمُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ غَلَبُوا عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِمْ لَنَتَّخِذَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مَسْجِدًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that even your people, Ya Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, when they recite the verse, they will concentrate on the number of people. سَيَقُولُونَ ثَلَاثَةُ رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. What was the type of the dog that they were having? Was it a great dan or bulldog or doberman? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I showed them great signs of the sun and great signs of having them without food. You just concentrate on the number of people. You all, or just only they use this speech, they use this aspect of the story, and you concentrate and you will find many people talking about Ibn Abbas said the number. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that people will say, ثَلَاثَةٌ رَابِعُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, three, and their dog is the fourth. خَمْسَةٌ سَادِسُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ, رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ. They were just throwing, speculating. وَيَقُولُونَ سَبْعَةٌ وَثَامِنُهُمْ كَلْبُهُمْ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does say speculating. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ اللَّهُ لَا فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا. That don't concentrate on such silly things, such trivial things. Concentrate on the main issues and the hidayah and the guidance, the tawheed they were having in their hearts. You just concentrate on the number, فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ. Don't even discuss, don't even negotiate, and just argue with about their numbers. فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ. Not even ask about the numbers. وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا وَلَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. That only a few people know about their number with certainty. Ibn Abbas said, I am among those few people. They are seven. Because he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned the first two numbers, he said, only speculation. Again, we should not discuss this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, what is the difference if they are seven or seven or six? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, after that, فَلَا تُمَارِ فِيهِمْ إِلَّا مِرَاءً ظَاهِرًا وَلَا تَسْتَفْتِ فِيهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ بِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this specifically at this particular point when he just told us about the story and the story is completed? He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Muhammad and all your people, never say, I will do that tomorrow, except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Why? Because in Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah wants all of us to behave well with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you say, I'm coming, tell me, are you sure?
you don't own your soul. Stop. Do you? You don't own the time. You may be, even if you are alive, you may have an accident. Stop. The man who are you're planning to meet does not have any authority over his soul as well. So the meeting, صح؟ Even if he has his soul in place and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extended his life, he might have a problem and he just left the place. So Allah wants you to behave with any promise you give that you say, inshaAllah. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is the best man, because some of us would say, akid Allah inshaAllah. Na'afin, akid inshaAllah. Since you know it, then why didn't you say it? And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, show me he knew about that it is akif Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. صح? Yet, the people of Quraysh went to the Jew because they were the people of the Kitab and they have knowledge. And they said that there is a man called Muhammad. He said that he's a prophet from that has been sent down and sent to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, what can we ask him and how can we prove if he is or he isn't? The people of Al-Kitab, the Jew people, they say, ask him about three things. Ask him about the people in the cave, and ask him about Dhul-Qarnayn, a king that has gone through the air, and of war, and the soul. He should have responded to you about the two stories, and should abstain from answering this in the third one. What did the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say? When they asked him? He said, tomorrow I will tell you. Without saying inshaAllah. Look, Habibi, look my dear brother and dear sister. It is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the subject is about the deen, the Islam. The purpose of this life. Thirdly, it is the Qur'an. Because the Nabi ﷺ will never know about it. About without receiving guidance and revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said so. Do you know what happened? Jibreel alayhi salam, the most trustworthy angel, did not appear for 2 weeks. And people are coming to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. You promised us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in such a position. It's because he wants you and me to know and to behave. That I did it with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the most pious, the best of mankind. And how many times did you say it? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deprived us from many things that we did not see. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you know, an old lady came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and make a fool of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. She said, قَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ قَلَاهُ شَيْطَانُهُ, that his Satan, who used to tell him about the responses, he has just left him alone upon him. SubhanAllah. Look what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how Nabi sallam feel and felt during these 2 weeks. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَالضُّحَى وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا سَجَى مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. We have not abandoned you. We have not left you. But he did not say, inshaAllah. And here is the story. And never say anything without saying, inshaAllah. After the story, he said, اللَّهُ لَا تَقُلَنَّ الْشَيْءٍ لِفَعْلُ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِنشَاءَ. وَاذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتَ وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِ رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا وإياكم بالهدى ويجعل عملنا وإياكم في رضاه. اللهم ما يسرته من خير على أيدينا فاجعله خالصا لوجهك الكريم, ولا تجعل لأحد من البشر فيه حظا ولا نصيبا. اللهم يا ربي إن أحبتي هؤلاء جاءوا يستمعون ذكرك فاذكرني وإياهم فيمن عندك يا رب العالمين. يا رب الله سبحانه وتعالى, show your mercy upon all of us and grant us understanding and grant us the right way and keep us, يا الله سبحانك وتعالى, steadfast and strengthen our iman. And Ya Allah, give each and every one of us more than what he or she desires. Ya Allah, أسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياكم الهدى. سامحوني أحد الذي على طالع took such a precious time, full time, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. JazakAllah khair. وصلى الله وسلم على